Your energy really matters. I've heard of people talking about being afraid of energy vampires, being afraid of being around certain people who have narcissistic traits. And the reason that Halloween is celebrated is because that is when the veil is thinnest between the spiritual realm and those here in the physical realm. Pumpkin carving happened originally in Ireland. They first were using turnips to ward off evil spirits, and then they realized that it was much easier to use pumpkins. We also have the Day of the Dead, which is celebrated in the Hispanic culture, and that runs through November 1st and 2nd. Now, that is a feast where they're inviting their loved ones to come in and sit down and join them for those couple of days. But you also want to remember, you don't want to invite in creepy Uncle Joe, who may have decided to hang out in the earth plane and not necessarily go into the spiritual realm. Some people identify that as ghosts, earthbound. It's a lower vibrational frequency. It's a lower vibrational energy, and it's not meant to scare you, but we want to remember, we don't want to invite those energies in. So it's especially important on Halloween, the Day of the Dead, or even if you are out and about, say at large gatherings, including your family gatherings, that maybe a narcissist or somebody who's very toxic or is an energy vampire is around you, it's going to be especially important for you to clear and to protect and strengthen your energy. So I have some tips for you today. I have been working with energy for over 24 years. I'm going to share three simple tips for you to protect and clear your energy. And the one thing I want you to remember is it's nothing to be afraid of. So let's first talk about what is an energy vampire. This is the person that you are around that you literally feel like your energy has been drained. You're feeling worse. Instead of feeling like you were engaged with a conversation, you feel like, oh, your energy just feels so heavy. That's typically what happens with people who are a narcissist or they're not doing their inner work and they're just literally looking for a vibration or frequency is going to help them feel better. But it is something that you, if you are sensitive or empathic, are very much aware of. You might feel emotionally, physically drained. You might feel anxious. You might feel irritated. And the sooner you recognize these symptoms, the better. So here are three simple steps for you to think about, whether it's Halloween or if you want to go out and about or you're with your family over the holidays and you're a little concerned about what you're going to come across. First, remember to step into your power. We are all connected with the highest vibrational frequency of love and light. We are of divine source of energy, right? And that we can tap into that energy anytime we want. We just have to remember that we have the ability to do that. This energy will naturally help raise your vibrational frequency so that it becomes a mismatch for energies that are feeling like they're fear-based or chaotic or the energy vampire. The second step, get really grounded. What that means is you're getting your physical space, your physical body really connected with Mother Earth. So just imagine that you have roots of a tree that is extending from the base of your spine, down your legs, down your feet, all the way down and anchoring in with Mother Earth and really getting that physical space grounded and connected. This is connecting you with your root chakra. This is the safety, security, basic needs being met. So you can imagine that if you are feeling insecure or anxious, so you're not feeling right, just like we mentioned with the energy vampire, that your root chakra is going to be agitated. So that's where grounding can be very, very helpful to protect your energy. The third step, imagine a bubble of protection around you from source energy. I'd like to use the colors of gold and white because those are very, those colors are associated with the source energy. You can invite in purple or green, whatever feels right for you, but really the source energy of love and light of gold and white, you can imagine that coming all around you like an energetic protective bubble. So when you're setting your boundaries, think of it like that, like a furnace air filter that's filtering out all the dirt and it's allowing the good stuff in. So the reason why spirit is always cautioning us about thinking of it like walls is that we may accidentally or subconsciously block everything. We may not be allowing in the higher vibrational frequency. So that's really where your power of intention comes in, is like, if you think of the filtration system and you think of that example, and then you say, okay, I'm connected with the source energy, I'm grounded, and now I've got this filtration system that's allowing only in the highest vibrational frequencies and filtering out all the bad stuff, all the dirt, all the toxicity, that is going to be especially helpful for you. If you're getting any value out of this, it would mean a lot to me if you would subscribe to this channel and then we can stay connected. So now when you get home, say you were at an event and you were around an energy vampire, or your guard got down a little bit, or when you were out and about, you were around people who might have been around mood-altering substances or alcohol will affect your boundaries. It may loosen up your boundaries. So if you in particular, and I'm not saying don't do those things, that's a personal choice, they get loosened up. So when you get home, get really grounded and set the intention that shower of golden white light from source energy is coming all around you and just clearing you, just like when you would take a shower. We have to take showers frequently. The same is true of our energy. And when we are around people, whether we have been around substances or if we have been around people that we naturally let our guard down a little bit, that's going to be especially helpful. I would also encourage you to call in Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael is all about strength, courage, letting go. Invite in Archangel Michael to help you clear those energetic cords that might be affecting you or that are not for your highest good. You can also use another way to clear your space is you can use a bell. You can use sound such as a little bell, or you can clap your hands. You can also use different incense like Palo Santo and sage. Just make sure they're ethically sourced. Remember to step into your power. Remember to get in alignment with your higher self, God, source, universal creator, your guides, and your angels. When we are balanced and when we are in alignment, then we are protected. We are grounded with Mother Earth. We're connected with our higher self. And when we use the power of intention to clear and protect our energetic space, the energy vampires, the people who we need to be concerned about with the low vibrational frequencies, the chaos, fear-based thought systems, it won't affect your field. Thanks for watching. If you like this video, then I encourage you to check out this video right here.